Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Rosalie Chamberlain is here. Rosalie is a new friend. She's Diversity and Inclusion Consultant, Certified Executive Leadership Coach. She's the founder of Rosalie Chamberlain Consulting and Coaching. She's the author of a brand new book called Conscious Leadership in the Workplace. And she's our new friend, Rosalie Chamberlain. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
It's good to have you here. So, consciousness is a concept that we've discussed on the show before. It's something I've been aware of for a long time. It's kind of weird to hear me say I've been aware of being conscious, right?
But
when I say that, I don't, folks. I actually mean that because. Because we're all conscious, right, if we're listening and talking about these things. But there's another level of consciousness, isn't there? It's not just about being awake, is it?
Right, exactly.
It's like the difference between hearing and listening, right?
Absolutely.
So talk to us about that.
Well, it's really about self-awareness. And that's one of the harder things because we get in our habits and we move through our day and make the same decisions and routines and react to the same situations because it's just sort of ingrained. It's easier. We make really quick conscious decisions, but we make more unconscious decisions, and that's how our brain categorizes things.
So you're saying we should try to make fewer unconscious decisions?
Oh, I think we should definitely make fewer unconscious decisions. We have to know what the things are that we believe. And that's where we look at, what am I thinking? Why am I reacting this way? Why am I focusing? Why am I always, if you're a leader, why are you always going to the same person? And there's nothing wrong with some of the decisions that we make, but we might be leaving out a lot of possibilities and missing on a lot of talent.
Or if you're not making mistakes, might be just because you got lucky, right?
That's true. That's
you know.
True.
So what you're saying is you want to have fewer opportunities to look back and say, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking?
Right, right. And it's just to go about it with a level of curiosity because we're really quick to beat up on ourselves if we think, oh, well, I shouldn't have thought that. So instead of thinking, well, I shouldn't think that, think, wonder why I think that. Where did this idea come from?
Mm-hmm.
And what's another possibility? What's another perspective?
Well, exactly. And also, oftentimes when I think of being conscious myself, because I'm a very curious person,
mm-hmm.
but if I were more curious, I'd be dangerous. But but I have to say this to myself because my reactive decisions, meaning not so much conscious, mm-hmm. can create problems because I am a human being. I have biases and prejudices and battle scars and you know, lumps on my head and experiences, right? We all have
mm-hmm.
those.
Right.
So if I want to go through the day making the most positive impact I can, if it's with my employees, mm-hmm. if it's with my customers, mm-hmm. if it's with my family and friends, I probably need to slow down just a little bit and think about some of my decisions. That's what I think I hear you saying.
Absolutely. You have to start looking at what is it that you believe. And looking at the different reactions and decisions that you make, you can then start questioning, why did I make that decision?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, well, what I refer to some of the automatic reactions are triggers. We get triggered by little things and big things as well. But these are emotional reactions, and we want to see what's behind it. Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's, well, this is just the habit. This is the way I've always done it. And often our body or our words will give us a clue as to that we've been triggered.
How often do you react or respond to something the way you thought you saw your parents respond to that?
Oh, that's an automatic. And
right?
And think about how often you say, "I will never do this."
The fathers have eaten sour grapes, and the children's teeth are set on edge.
Yeah, yeah. And think about as a parent, if you are a parent, or even if you're not, you think, well, that's what my mother did. I'll never do that. Or that's what my father did. And then you find yourself doing it because it's what you've learned. And so we're not bad for doing things, but we have to be conscious of them and we have to look at. And I'm certainly not saying that our parents are bad. I'm saying that we go into these automatic reactions that we've learned.
Would one of the indicators of whether we should slow down and be a little more thoughtful and a little more conscious in our response, would that be something that creates the quickest and maybe the most likely to be a flashpoint, something that we're really hits us, you know? The more it hits us, is that something we should say, you know, maybe I need to wait to respond to that. Maybe I need to let somebody else say something first, or maybe I need to, or if I'm on the spot, they say, what do you think? And, you know, maybe I need to say, you know, I think I need to think about that a little bit more. What do you think? Would that be a good indicator?
I think that's a really good way to approach it. You can pause. We don't have to automatically speak. We don't have to automatically respond to something. And if we find that we are crafting our response before the other person has even finished talking, that's a real good example that maybe I'm not really listening. Maybe I really need to listen and hear what they're saying, realize whether or not I'm judging what they're saying or doing, and then look at your own reaction. And we can slow down.
I created a little tool for myself. As my audience knows, my background and still really is in sales. I mean, I've been selling all my life, and if you're going to do that, you got to be able to communicate with people effectively.
Right.
And so one little tool that I built for myself, because I had a problem with this, was what I call wait 3 seconds. So whenever someone was speaking, I would be listening to them all the time, telling myself, "I'm going to wait 3 seconds when they're through. When I think they're through, I'm going to wait 3 seconds." And what that does is, number one, it gives me time to ask the question, to come up with a question I'm going to ask or respond to them. 3 seconds is enough time. It also doesn't interrupt them, and it makes me more thoughtful. So what do you think about that?
I think that's a great tool. I like that. I've never done it as far as waiting 3 seconds, but I think that's a great.
I've been doing it for decades, and I got to tell you, it doesn't get any easier. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Rosalie Chamberlain after these messages. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.